Sporty Books presents Pro Cycling on $10 a Day, From Fat Kid to Euro Pro, by Phil Guyman, read by Sean Renett. When Tyler Hamilton tested positive for a blood transfusion, he claimed that he had a twin who died in utero, and some of those blood cells remained in his body. I'd like to dedicate this work to the memory of Tyler's tragically vanishing chimeric twin sibling, and to Lance Armstrong's famous missing testicle. May they rest in peace. Confession. I've been holding this in for too long. Now that all the other cyclists are admitting it, it's my turn to get some things off my chest, so I can finally start to let it go and move on. I was pressured into it by my team, doctors, and competition, and I had no choice. Even though it wasn't my fault at all, so I definitely shouldn't be punished in any way, I deeply regret the decisions I made and how they affected those around me. I confess, I often left the plastic clip thing off the bread bag. A couple of times I started to cross the street when the red hand was already flashing, and once the clerk at Whole Foods mistook the $14 fresh almond butter for $5 peanut butter, and I didn't correct her. Everyone else was doing it, and going along with them was the only way I could keep up. I stopped in 2006, and I never did it again. The truth is that I'm sick of all the scandals, sick of all the stories about the dirty side of the sport, sick of guys writing tell-all books so they can cash in again on the same crimes. I get why they did it, but as juicy and entertaining as it may be, that doesn't have to be the story of pro cycling anymore. I think you're sick of it, too. But I have good news. There'd be no such thing as a fake Rolex if there wasn't a real one out there somewhere. And in just the same way, there is a real pro cycling. Every bit as pure and beautiful as the first time you took off your training wheels and felt the wind in your face. Preface. I spent the first month of 2013 at the vacation home of Billy Jones, a former team sponsor in Tucson, Arizona. He also organized a junior development team, and some of the riders flew in for a long weekend to train in the warm weather and, Billy hoped, to learn a thing or two from a real pro cyclist. One evening I was sitting on the sofa, minding my own business, when Billy's son asked what he should do if he wanted to be a pro someday. His younger teammate chimed in, "Yeah, and what's it like once you've made it?" I stared back at the two teenagers, trying to think of a good response. I could tell them about the intervals I'd been doing or what to eat before a race, but that would be irresponsible because I knew that those little pointers were meaningless. Top cyclists have individual training plans and diets, but they get to the Tour de France and finish seconds apart. What they have in common is attitude, lifestyle, work ethic, how they learn from setbacks, and not giving up. Maybe I should have taken the boys on a grand tour of my dust-covered Toyota Matrix parked in the driveway, filled with everything I owned, with gas receipts stuffed in the console and 200,000 miles on the odometer. I could show them the scars and list the 9 states and 3 different countries where I'd left my skin on the pavement. That's what it's fucking like when you're a pro cyclist, kids. But I didn't want to scare them. What I wanted to do was get one of those memory erasers that Will Smith had in Men in Black, or shake their heads like an etch-a-sketch, to remove everything they thought they knew about pro cycling. Then I'd sit them down for a lecture. I would start by explaining how hard it's going to be, how many years of solitude and poverty they'll have to push through, and how many opportunities and relationships they'll have to sacrifice. Only after the young riders grasped the downside would I feel comfortable explaining the beauty of the sport, what I've taken away from it, and why I wouldn't trade it for anything. As I tried to think of an answer, the pizza man rang the doorbell, rescuing me for the night. But I can't shirk my responsibilities to the youth of my beloved sport. I hope they can find an answer in here somewhere. Maybe I can share what I've learned so they'll have an easier time of it than I did. Along the way, I'll try to paint a picture of pro cycling, or at least my corner of it, so if scandal burns down the sport, they can use this as a blueprint to help resurrect it.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?